Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is Hustle and Pro with Kelly Walker. Join Kelly as she talks sports with players, coaches, organizers, and entrepreneurs from Pee Wee League to Pro. Now here's your host, Kelly Walker.
I listen to sports talk a lot, so maybe I dwell too much sometimes about sports stuff, but this is a real thing to me. But I get sports sad. I think when there's a passion for something, then there's highs and there's lows, and sometimes those lows stay with you and bum you out for maybe a few days or maybe a few years. I don't think this will make sense to everybody. I don't think this will make sense to non-sports people. I think some non-sports people will think this is silly. But I brought my husband with me today, Ryan, to talk with me since he gets this. We live in the same household and we talk a lot about sports together. And when there is something going on that makes us sort of sports depressed, we feel it together. So, hey, Ryan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so my first kind of example of how to explain this is like with the Rangers. There's all kinds of things that can make me sad with sports, but like most recently, like when they trade away a player. So like Nomar Mazara was recently traded and Delino is gone. And I mean, it's a bummer just for the player standpoint that maybe you're going to miss the actual talent on the field. But what bums me out sometimes even more than that is like the memories that you have of those people. So when I say those two names, I know you know about different memories, but like I yell silly things. I yell Nomar Garcia Parra Mazara to embarrass our kids at Rough Riders games and stuff. And I just remember watching his major league debut and his great rookie season. And then with Delino, there's just some funny history there too. So that just knowing that they're not on the roster anymore makes me sad for, I don't know, a couple days, a couple weeks. I know you get over it because then somebody's replacing them. And then by middle of the next season, you have all these other new household names and you don't forget, but you've moved on from kind of missing the old guys, right?
Well, we grow up watching these guys, so you know, we see them coming in as teenagers and playing with the Frisco Rough Riders and then moving on to the Rangers. And then when we see them go, it's hard. And, you know, kids have jerseys and they grew up watching them.
Forgot about that. Your kids have their jerseys. We go through that a lot, like as close as we are to FC Dallas. You know, you get attached to these players, and then when they're gone, it makes me sad. I miss them. But I follow them all on social media, so I can at least keep up with them. Like some of the FC Dallas players that we knew and they've moved on, like they've moved on and gotten married and had kids, and so I still like feel like I at least get to kind of follow them, but I miss them. I wish they were still in our market. But also, so speaking of the Rangers, so that's just kind of like a player example, but then what about when you lose a huge game? Like losing the World Series when you're as close as we were to winning the World Series is not a couple days bummed out water cooler talk. Like that's long term, right? For me it is. What about you?
Well, I won't go back and watch any of the highlights. I don't want to see that ball coming off the right field wall.
So maybe it still hurts you too.
It still hurts. Yeah. Until they win one, it's going to hurt.
I know.
They were so close.
I know. That one hasn't gone away. And that doesn't keep me depressed or anything. It's just a little bit of that aching, that pain. It's being so close and then it just kind of slips by. Hurts more than if you're just a bad team for several seasons.
Yeah, the Giants World Series didn't hurt as bad because I believe they got swept.
Yeah, it was
so
just bad from the get-go.
We didn't expect to win, but against the Cardinals, of all teams, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And they had their chance.
So that means, like, when your hopes aren't as high, the lows aren't as low. So, like, I know we're in this current Cowboys season, and you and I are seeing it a little differently, but like those three losses in a row, or was it four? The first one bummed me out, but I kind of just got used to it, and I sort of, my expectations got lower, and the disappointment week after week, yes, disappointed, want to win, sure, but I wasn't, like, sad about it anymore. Once the season kind of feels like it's passed, I don't know, and I don't wake up on Monday mornings and, like, feel actual sadness when you're in a season that's not going to be that great anyways. What about you? Does this, like, this type of a Cowboys season, does it still make you actually sad after these losses, even when you're, like, a 500 team?
Yeah, it does. I mean, they call it a Cowboy Monday for a reason. My Mondays aren't as fun after a Cowboy loss, and I still have hope. I grew up watching this team. I moved here in 1984, so it's the only NFL football I've ever known. And, you know, we've won championships, and there's teams like the Giants that came in as a wild card team into the playoffs and won a Super Bowl. So my vote is we're going to go all the way, and we're going to keep Jason Garrett.
So you mentioned, like, that kind of long-term expectation, and you'll be bummed out about losses until you get another win, because you've gotten that win before. So then what about, like, Tech basketball? Tech football is a whole nother thing. I don't ever feel sad that much when Tech loses football, because I've never felt that super big winning season feeling. I just, you know, we were there as students, and it was all fun and all good, but I don't have the same, like, I don't know, not passion. I mean, of course I want my Red Raiders to win, but, like, I don't feel the same amount of let down when Red Raiders lose in football. But I was going to talk about when for basketball. So, like, the expectations versus the hopes. So last year's Final Four game. So, I mean, I know they were ranked good and high, and they were supposed to do well in the tournament, but I had high hopes, and it was all good, but I didn't feel sad when we lost. We were in the championship game this year, right?
Correct.
I didn't feel, like, ultra sad and depressed about it, probably because I didn't think going into the tournament we were gonna win the whole thing.
Yeah, when they get to the championship game and you don't expect them to be there, you're just excited. It's like the first year of the Rangers getting to the World Series. You know, we were excited for them to be there, and we kind of thought they were going to lose. And going into that Final Four championship, I kind of thought Tech was going to lose.
Yeah.
I rooted hard. I wanted them to win, but I didn't expect them to win. So when they lose, you don't have that, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of depression.
Do you get sad about any college-level sports as far as if your teams lose? Or is that more just kind of social and fun?
Well, I think the only college that I really have an allegiance to is going to be Tech. So, you know, they've never won a national championship in anything, but I think women's basketball. So I'm just excited for the kids to get the opportunity to play in a bowl game or play in a national championship. And if they win, all the better, but I don't expect it to happen.
Right. Okay, then there's something else recently in the news that makes me, like, sad as a sports fan. So, like, an example is when the Stars fired Jim Montgomery. That made me sad because, like, I listened to a lot of sports radio. So I hear him on the radio every week, and you get to know their personalities, and you get to like these people. And so you kind of feel connected to these people, and then it's broken all of a sudden, like, for whatever reason. I mean, we talked about losing or something like that, or getting traded, but this example, it's broken, kind of this, I don't know, rule-breaking thing, something that they've done to break that connection that you've had with the team, and that, like, makes me sad in a disappointed, just kind of a mellow way, especially in the season like the Stars are having when you're on such a roll. And then it comes to a sudden halt. Thankfully, it's going to be all right, obviously. But it just makes me sad. Like, Corby Davidson was talking on the Ticket about how it just sucks. Like, there's no other way to describe it. When somebody like that head coach you guys love, he's helping you win, maybe turning your team around, you talk to him every week and you develop those connections, and it just flat out sucks when all of a sudden they're gone and you don't really you don't really get to say bye or do anything, and they're just gone. You don't always know why.
Well, and listening to him on the radio, in his interviews and press conferences, he seemed like a great guy. And until we know why he was let go, or and you know why he was fired, that could change your whole image of the person's character.
Yeah.
So you're kind of we're left in limbo until we figure out, was it just something minor that happened that the team didn't agree with, or was it a huge, you know, character or scandalous issue? So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see. It's same with Ron Washington when he left the Rangers. I don't know if it's ever been announced as to the full reason why the Rangers let him go.
Mm-mm.
And we loved Wash.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You get past some of that, but it does make me sad. The disappointment just makes me sad for a little while. So you know what else? A whole nother type of like sadness that people that don't follow sports, I know they think this is a joke, like overall, but off-season sadness, like that whole like lull of when your sport is done. Sometimes the end of a season just gives you just the blues, like overall. There's a dead space that happens in between different seasons of things that you like. Like if you're, even if it's like no, just football's over and that was your Sunday ritual for however many weeks are there? 18 or something?
17 weeks.
And that's what you're used to. That's your routine. That's like our family time. Like we plan meals around when the Cowboy game is and what we're doing on our Sunday. And it all does revolve around wanting to watch that sport. And so when those things are over, you get like depressed for a little bit, right?
It's like missing Mickey at the Rough Riders.
Yeah.
He becomes your friend during the season and you see him every time you go. And then during the off season, there's no more Mickey.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do with that time? Especially with us when there's so much sports on our schedule, and that's we're just in a rhythm. And then all of a sudden, especially like in FC Dallas, end of a season was an away playoff game.
Yep.
And like we knew we were done with home games because we only had away games left. And it's just like a bummer. You can watch a game on TV, but then they lose and you're done and you don't even get to see those players till, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months later. So then what about kids' sports? Because I have a different experience with like our children's sports versus also when we were kids playing sports. But my experience with watching our kids play sports and being a parent, it makes me feel emotions, of course. But I feel like brief sadness. I feel it really like for my kids, if they lose or something happens, I feel for them, I feel bad. But for me, like, I don't see sad. I don't care that much to actually, like, be sad about it. It goes so quick for me. I'm just a support system, and I'm like, okay, move on. But I want them to still dream and want to keep playing and do well, but I don't feel sad about kids' sports. Do you?
I'm more involved in the kids sports because of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so I develop relationships with these kids each and every week. You know, we train together, we, you know, show up to games and
yeah,
and warm up together. And so it's when they lose, it does, you know, I get emotionally disturbed, I guess would be the word.
Aww.
Like over the, a couple weekends ago, the boys played in a tournament and we did really, really well. And we were the best team in the tournament, and then it all ended. And we were in such a great place to go win that tournament. We didn't have our best performance in the semifinal. So, yeah, it was emotional because the boys were upset, and so, I spend so much time with those kids that, you know, it makes me upset to see them upset.
So that's the coaching connection.
Right.
Because flip that over to Reese playing in the, like, winning all those lacrosse games in a tournament, and then her tournament's over. I don't remember you being as emotional about that. You're not connected to her team.
It's definitely a coaching connection.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that tournament, they won all their games and still got eliminated, and it doesn't seem right, but I felt bad for Reese, but it wasn't the emotion to the team.
Right. That's how I feel bad for them. But I'm like, all right, where are we going to eat lunch? What's next? What are we doing? I can move on pretty quick. And I know that's harder for the kids. So speaking of, I happen to feel like you have some long-term sports sadness about yourself as an athlete, maybe losing some big games. I know you still, like, have joy over winning big games and have state championships and things like that, but do you feel like you have any long-term sports sadness over yourself?
So I experienced the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in high school soccer. So my junior year, we won the state championship, and then we finished second my senior year. I was captain of the team. We got beat 3-2, I believe, was the final. El Paso Coronado, I'll never forget the team that beat us. But we got beat in a heartbreaking way in the second half of the game. And, yes, to this day, it still hurts.
And this is a while ago.
It was 1996.
So it still hurts. I don't think you're like, I don't know if you're sad about it, but maybe a little. Maybe because you did not want to end your senior year like that.
Well, since we won my junior year, and the senior year was, I was captain. It was my turn to lead the team to victory again. And the Plano soccer system was a powerhouse back then. And I wasn't able to get the team to win state like we had done in the past. So it kind of hurt.
Yeah.
And I had a good friend that was an exchange student from Norway. And we had played, our connection was soccer. So we became good friends that year. And with the season ending, in Texas, we play soccer in the spring, which meant my relationship with Trim Ogg was his name, was ending. And that kind of meant he was going home, and I've never seen him since.
Oh, that is sad.
What is neat, though, is that through social media, we can still talk back and forth. So we're friends still.
That is neat. Any other sports, personal sports experiences that you still feel sad about? I feel like that was the main one, right? The only one?
Yeah, I've won everything else.
Oh, please.
Maybe with Indy 40, my over 40 team, we've lost a couple games.
Over 40 men's soccer, yes, yes. I don't think I have sadness looking back. I mean, I have sadness looking back on my childhood stuff, just that in general, like, it was so good at times, and I feel like it's changed a lot when I look at our kids' sports. Just thinking back to Little League, especially, and I don't know, things were different back then. There were all-star teams, and that was some of our best times and memories. It kind of makes me sad that our kids don't get to experience, like, an all-star in, like, FBSA baseball. But I don't have sports sadness about myself. I wish things could have been different, like, finished. We were just so bad, like, in softball and soccer and things in my high school. I wish we could have been better, but I don't think I'm sad about it anymore. I feel it more in, like, pro sports that I follow. I guess overall, it goes away most of the time, right? It gets replaced by joy and happiness, and a win can do wonders. Gets you out of your sports funk and sports sadness pretty quick. It can get replaced by new players or new coaches that we end up growing to love. Every time somebody leaves, I think, oh, that's the worst. And then a few years later, you realize how much you like the new guy. So I know it's all going to be all right. And I guess I'm definitely going to keep loving my teams enough to feel the highs and lows and ride the waves along the way.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.